Good evening and welcome to Rowan University Radio WGLS. I'm your host, Douglas Mapp, and we're here for another 2 hours of the growth and development of jazz. This week we have arrived at what many consider the first of the modern jazz styles, bebop. Talk to five jazz musicians and you'll get five different definitions. I will try to hit on the major factors that people associate with the term bebop. We're talking about a style of music that begins arriving on the scene in the early 1940s and has already changed into something else by 1949 or 1950. Bebop is one of the few styles where you need mention only one or two names for people to know what style you're talking about. Most people will start by starting off with Charlie Parker, known as Bird, and then move on to Dizzy Gillespie. These two musicians, along with three or four others, account for the majority of the compositions and recordings that people view as the important ones in this style. Charlie Parker was born in 1925 and grew up in Kansas City near the nightclub district. He had opportunity to hear many very famous early jazz musicians. When we're thinking about the Kansas City scene, we think about guys like Lester Young and Ben Webster, Coleman Hawkins, the guys from the Count Basie Band. He had many performance opportunities starting in the late 30s, including one very famous jam session where things didn't go so well for Mr. Parker, and at one point a very famous drummer by the name of Joe Jones threw a cymbal at him because his playing was so bad. He, of course, got much better. He made it to New York a couple of times. At one point, he was living in New York. He was a dishwasher in a club where Art Tatum was playing the piano, and many people think that getting a chance to hear the virtuoso playing of Art Tatum had an influence on the music that Charlie would make later on in life. He was playing in big bands for the most part until he decided to start focusing in on small group playing. This happened in 1942. He was on the road with a band from Kansas City led by a guy named Jay McShann, and the band traveled to New York. Charlie just quit the band, decided he wanted to stay in New York for good and try to make it there. This would have been around 1944. He had a small combo that worked around the 52nd Street area of Manhattan. One interesting note is one of the sidemen in his band was a young trumpet player by the name of Miles Davis. Charlie Parker's most productive period probably was about 1947 to 1950. Among the jazz musicians who appeared with him frequently would include Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis, and Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Tommy Potter, Ray Brown, Curly Russell, and Percy Heath on bass, Al Haig, Thelonious Monk, John Lewis, and Hank Jones on the piano, Max Roach, Buddy Rich, and Kenny Clarke on the drums. Charlie Parker is credited with having written many of the compositions that are the hallmark of bebop tunes. These would include Donna Lee, Blues for Alice, Confirmation, Scrapple from the Apple, Anthropology, and Billy's Bounce. Let's start off listening to some of this music by Charlie Parker. I'm going to start off with this tune, Donna Lee, which is based on the chord progression of a tune called Indiana. That's going to be followed by Confirmation, Chi-Chi, and Thriving on a Riff. If there's a little bit of time left in this first segment, I'm going to end up with a tune called Blundito, also written by Charlie Parker, that features Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet. Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker made many recordings together. So here we have Charlie Parker's Donna Lee. Thank you.